according to the WMFO digital clock. You are in tune with your freeform radio station. It is WMFO Medford. Now at 11:02, according to that very same WMFO digital clock, you are still in tune with your freeform radio station. It is WMFO Medford. I'm Belinda, and this is Bubbles in the Think Tank. It's 2.5-ish of the silliest hours of radio programming imaginable on this Saturday evening. It's all the silliness you can stomach, all the silliness you can shake your stick at, and we have been double-dong daring you since 1990. I gotta keep at it, or else I'll get bored right here at Bubbles in the Think Tank. Coming up in right about now, it will be time for the radio obituaries. It's that time each week where we say farewell to those who have passed in recent days and weeks and months. But with tonight, February will be behind us. Yay! We'll even get into March. You know, we always take some out of the current week of passings, and then I go back and cherry pick a bit. But actually, right at this point, we are so far behind that I'm just going chronologically through and doing whatever obits look worth doing, as old as they can be for me at this time. So that's kind of how we're doing it right now. It's the only strategy I've got. I'll give you the current numbers at the end of the program so you can see where we're at. It's quite horrifying. But, you know, it's a labor of love now, isn't it? Because it's all about love here at Bubbles in the Think Tank. And you know, in tonight's all radio obituary episode, we have got Bubbles in the Think Tank classics. We've got a couple of favorites. There's plenty of silliness, so don't you even turn away for a second. Quintron is very sad at the thought of you possibly turning away from this radio show. So don't do it. Don't upset Quintron the dragon, please.
Isn't that right?
But let us begin tonight's all-radio obituary episode the way you know I will, Freddie, by reminding you to think about your future and go to feedthepig.org. The sacrificial radio obituary tonight, we haven't had one of those in a while, is for Ed Chamberlain. He was the drummer for the Bonzo Dog Doodah Band before Sam Spoons. He never recorded with the Bonzos. He just played with them for a while, but he just passed away at 84. It's the sacrificial radio obituary right here at Bubbles in the Think Tank.
Hi there, nice to be with you. Happy you could stick around. Like to introduce Legs Larry Smith, drums. and Sam Spoon's rhythm pole, and Vern Dudley Bo Hey Noel bass guitar, and Neil Innes piano. Come in Rodney Slater on a saxophone, with Roger Ruskin Spear on tenor sax. Hi, Vivian Stanchel, trumpet. Big hello to Big John Wayne, xylophone. And Robert Morley, guitar. Billy Butlin, spoons. And looking very relaxed, Adolf Hitler on vibes. Nice. Princess Anne on sousaphone. Introducing Liberace clarinet, with Garner Ted Armstrong on vocals. Lord Snooty and his pals tap dancing. In the groove with Harold Wilson violin. Franklin McCormack on harmonica. Over there, Eric Clapton ukulele. Hi, Eric. On my left, Sir Kenneth Park, bass sax. Great honor, sir. Especially flown in for us, a Sessions Gorilla on Vox Humana. Nice to see Incredible Shrinking Man on euphonium. Drop out with Peter Scott on Duck Call. Hearing from you later, Casanova, on horn. Yeah, digging General de Gaulle on accordion. Really wild, General. Thank you, sir. Roy Rogers on trigger. Tune in Wild Man of Borneo on bongos. Count Basie Orchestra on triangle. Thank you. Great to hear the Rawlinsons on trombone. Back from his recent operation, Dan Drop, hot. And representing the flower people, Quasimodo on bells. Wonderful to hear Brainiac on banjo. We welcome Baldunican as himself. Very appealing, Max Jaffa. Mmm, that's nice, Max. What a team, Zebra Kid and Horace Batchelor on percussion. And a great favorite and a wonderful performer, all of us here, J. Arthur Rank on gong.
The initial radio obituary is for Bob James, the American rock singer and songwriter who is best known for his work with the band Montrose. He was chosen by Ronnie Montrose in 1975 as the replacement for vocalist Sammy Hagar. Before Montrose, Bob James also played with the Symbols of Time, Shatterminx, and Swan. Bob James just passed away at 78. It's the initial radio obituary right here at Bubbles in the Think Tank.
Bye.
are still in tune with your freeform radio station. It is WMFO Medford. I remain Belinda. This continues to be Bubbles in the Think Tank, and you are in the throes of an all-radio obituary episode tonight. We have to do what we have to do here to get everything done. I'm highly disciplined. Not really, but still. I can fake it really good on the radio. The post-initial radio obituary is for Ann Beats, the American comedy writer. Once she got out of college in the late 60s, she joined National Lampoon magazine, the offshoot of Harvard Lampoon. That's where she started working with Michael O'Donohue, and they soon both joined the creative team of Saturday Night Live in the early years of the program. At SNL, she was nominated 5 times for Emmy Awards, and in 2001, she won a Writers Guild Award. She created the 1982 CBS sitcom Square Pegs, and way later in 2006, she directed the series John Waters Presents Movies That Will Corrupt You. Ann Beats just passed away at 74. It's the post-initial radio obituary right here at Bubbles in the Think Tank.
Good evening. I'm Dan Keschner. In 1963, Lenny Ripp, at that time an independent record promoter, and now the owner of Rippy's, his own successful chain of discount disco record outlets, called me on a new unknown singing act that he had caught performing at a high school hop in Great Neck, Long Island. On Lenny's recommendation, I called teenager Rhonda Weiss and her group into my office, heard their sound, and immediately signed them to an exclusive long-term recording contract. A string of successful chart records followed, and Rhonda and the Rondettes were skyrocketed to the forefront of a musical genre whose heart-wrenching style of teenage lament caused it to soon become known as Schmaltz Rock. The hits kept coming until 1966, when the rise of British rock and roll forced the girls to leave the recording industry for the lucrative lounges of Las Vegas, Tahoe, and Reno, Nevada. Today, thanks to the efforts of Mendy Eisenstein, Frankie Garris, and their fabulous staff at the LCBO Talent Agency, to their manager, Maury Daniels, and to my good friend and close associate, Ronnie Hamburg, his lovely wife, Lita, and their brand new Circular Records and Tapes company, Rhonda and the Rondettes are back with a new release, a new sound, and a new message. So now, ladies and gentlemen, please join me in welcoming the dynamic Rhonda Weiss and the Rondettes.
Hi, I'm Rhonda Weiss. I want to thank Don Kirshner for introducing us and also for teaching me that rock and roll can be a means of creative expression. Tonight, I would like to sing a very socially relevant song. And I know I speak not only for myself, but for my closest personal friends in the entire world, the Rondettes. Now, up until now, I never really felt the need to protest. I mean, nothing in the 60s really bothered me. None of the guys I knew went to Vietnam. They all went to law school. And actually, I have always found protest kind of pushy and whiny. Until recently, I read in the National Enquirer that the Food and Drug Administration was considering banning saccharin from the market. I nearly died. I make the most fantabulous diet dessert, mocha frost ring. It's only 29 calories a serving. I swear on my life. Okay, should the Food and Drug Administration ban saccharin from the market, an equivalent size portion of that same dessert, mocha frost ring, would then be, and listen to this, 310 calories. People, we cannot let this happen in America. I'm sorry about the lab animals. But statistics prove that most guys prefer skinny girls with cancer over healthy girls with bulging thighs. And here's what you've all been waiting for. Something you'd never do. I loved you. I needed you. We had a fine relationship. Till one day it got ruined by the Food and Drug Administration. FDA.
The National Lampoon Radio Hour will continue right after this message about what you can do to help get that drunken Dana Andrews from standing right in the middle of our highways.
Thought I'd move out to Encino, get out where the trees are green. But instead I'm hooked on vino, I'm a wino at 14. Heard how evil drug abuse is, so I switched to alcohol. I get high on Mother Goose's, though it tastes like Cherokee. Oh, my favorite juice is Mother Goose's sweet potato sparkling wine. Let's get juiced on Mother Goose's, Mother Goose's sparkling wine. Nature dumps her sweet potatoes in Mother Goose's sparkling wine. Apple cores and old tomatoes and a dash of turpentine. Now we're having some cold weather. Can't keep sleeping on the street. Gotta get my head together or I'll vomit on my feet. Blood bank opens at 6:30. I'll be standing in the line. Though the needle's sometimes dirty, $5 buys a jug of wine. Oh, my favorite juice is Mother Goose's sweet potatoes, sparkling wine. Let's get juiced on Mother Goose's.
The next radio obituary is for Raymond Levesque, the Canadian singer, songwriter, and poet from Quebec. He wrote some of the most famous pop standards in French language popular music. He started writing songs in 1940, started performing in cabarets around Montreal around the same time, and he had a significant breakthrough in 1947 when he was invited to perform several of his songs on CKAC Radio. He just passed away at 92. It's the next radio obituary for Raymond Levesque right here at Bubbles in the Think Tank.
Si près de la nature, même s'ils sont des durs, ils ont des âmes tendres. Perdus dans les grands bois, à l'écho de leur voix, souvent ils croient entendre un appel de la muse, et alors ils s'amusent à rimer dans le vent leurs souvenirs d'enfants. Même si leur langage n'est pas toujours très sage, nos bûcherons ont les âmes d'un poète. Se levant le matin avec l'odeur des pins, le chant de l'alouette, ils affilent leur hache avec dans la moustache une petite chansonnette. Et tombent les érables, mais le plus misérable, ce n'est peut-être pas celui que l'on abat, car à chaque coup de hache, un bon bûcheron s'arrache une larme, une larme d'un poète. Lorsqu'ils reçoivent leur gage, ils descendent au village causer aux filles sages. Au veston une rose, ils récitent leur prose en buvant quelque chose. La liqueur un peu forte, quand arrive minuit, les couches au pas des portes, mais comme dirait Lully, au clair de la lune, on dort bien sur la dune. Nos bûcherons ont des âmes de poète. Puis un jour le corbeau, juché dans un bouleau, laisse tomber une plume. Déjà 80 ans, comme ça passe vite le temps, et c'est un mauvais rhume qui achève l'histoire de ceux qui ont bravé le mystère et le noir des forêts éloignées, ne laissant pour mémoire que quelques mots sans gloire, mais qui tiennent de la raison. Ah, si nos poètes avaient des âmes de bûcherons.
You are still in tune with your freeform radio station. It is WMFO Medford. I remain Belinda. This continues to be Bubbles in the Think Tank, and the cleanup radio obituary is for Barbara S., the American photographer. She worked a lot with pinhole cameras, making large, shadowy images. But she was also a musician who performed and recorded post-punk music with bands starting in 1978. She recorded with The Static, Disband, and Y-Pants. She often performed at art galleries, at the Mud Club, and Tier 3. She was musically active throughout the 1980s, contributed tracks to the TELUS Audio Cassette magazine, if you got any of those, and she also collaborated with Peggy Awish on 2001's Radio Guitar for the Ecstatic Peace label. Barbara S. just passed away at 76. It's the cleanup radio obituary right here at Bubbles in the Think Tank. You are still in tune with your freeform radio station. It is WMFO Medford. I remain Belinda. This continues to be Bubbles in the Think Tank. This is somewhere around the 30-minute mark. I don't even know where it's at because, of course, I am pre-recording at Babyland, as we have been doing for a very long time now and will do for a very long time to come, I am sure. But now we're on to the radio obituary for Vojkin Borislavic, the Serbian composer and conductor. He composed more than 500 songs for the most famous Yugoslavian singers, as well as for numerous television series and films. He just passed away at 73. It's his radio obituary right here at Bubbles in the Think Tank.
Ta druma tog što vodi nekud za Tennessee, uvek puna je viskija i starih svima znanih kauboja. U njoj sede Bob i John, Harry, Jack, Billy, Jim i Tom. Stara gruba lica ta sa ludog divljeg zapada. Hej! Bang, 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 bang. Čošohari ti, još mladi tada smo bili mi. Strah i trepet smo sejali, baš svuda gde smo se pojavili. Kako ne bih tome moj, divni dani su bili to. Konje brze smo voleli i celog dana pucali. Hej! Bang, 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 bang. Prošla je davno već, a priči nikada dođe kraj. Naši momci se kartaju i divnih dana se sećaju. Kad odjednom skoči bil, pogled baci na džepni sat. Kući moram brzo ja, šta će biti sad, ko to zna. Hej! Bang, 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 bang. Prošlo ni minut dva, a krčma prazna je bila sva. Svi junaci čili ti, sa pete drumom su potrašili. Tako ode još jedan dan, drumom što vodi za Tennessee. Nekad strašni ljudi ti, od svojih žena sa strepe svi. Hey! Bang, 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 bang. Bang, bang, sad znaju svi, krčmu na putu za Tennessee. Bang, 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 sad znaju svi, krčmu na putu za Tennessee. Bang, 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 sad znaju svi, krčmu na putu za Tennessee.
Now for the radio obituary for Duffy Jackson, the American jazz drummer. He was the son of jazz double bassist and bandleader Chubby Jackson, and he learned to play drums as a young child, making appearances with Count Basie, Duke Ellington, Woody Herman, and Buddy Rich before he even finished high school. He went on to play with Ray Brown, Herb Ellis, Lena Horne, Milt Jackson, and many, many others. He toured Japan with Benny Carter and appeared on television for 2 years with Sammy Davis Jr. from 1974 through 1976. Duffy Jackson just passed away at 67. It's his radio obituary, starting with one of those songs, but a different kind of take on it, right here at Bubbles in the Think Tank. You are still in tune with your freeform radio station. It is WMFO Medford. I remain Belinda. This continues to be Bubbles in the Think Tank. And we are in the middle of an all-radio obituary episode right here at Bubbles in the Think Tank tonight. So many people that we want to pay tribute to. We want to remember them all. We know we can't, but we sure do give it a shot. So let's move on now to the radio obituary for Omar Moreno Palacios, the Argentine folk singer, songwriter, guitarist, and gaucho. He just passed away. I'm unsure of his age, but it's his radio obituary right here at Bubbles in the Think Tank.
Cuando venías de apartar el ternero de la hoguera, te pusiste a la mera con ganas de enamorar. Y yo comencé a temblar, se me trancó la sin hueso y rascándome el pescuezo, bajito entré a canturrear. Échame la tropilla para el corral y agárrame la lazán, y agárrame la lazán. Dijiste como paviando, la chancha está en el rastrojo, no te has de morir de antojo, contesté como jugando. De mientras iba pensando, talareando la polquita, si supiera esta chinita que víbora está pisando. Échame la tropilla pa'l corral y agárrame la lazán, y agárrame la lazán. Dios ha creado el amor, no soy quien pa' despreciarlo, sería un pecado negarlo, ¿cómo negar el Creador? Y deshojamos la flor del mucho, poquito y nada, y el mucho en la atropellada fue mi cheque al portador. Échame la tropilla pa'l corral y agárrame la lazán, y agárrame la lazán. Eleva con vino amable el horizonte su copa para brindar con tu boca con un rosa inigualable. Culpables o no culpables, eso lo juzgue el Señor, porque fuimos para el amor como San Martín para el sable. Échame la tropilla para el corral y agárrame la lazán, y agárrame la lazán. Échame la tropilla para el corral y agárrame la lazán, y agárrame la lazán.
Now for the radio obituary for Ian North, the American musician, producer, and painter, known for being part of the bohemian punk movement in the U.S. with his power pop band Milk and Cookies. He formed the outfit in 1973, and while their initial release was delayed and largely ignored, it subsequently became a cult classic. After the split of Milk and Cookies, North moved to England and formed the band Radio with Sparks bassist Martin Gordon. Then they changed their name to Neo after Gordon's departure. Once he came back to the U.S., Ian had a solo career, debuting his first full-length album as a solo artist with the title My Girlfriend's Dead. Ian North just passed away at 68. It's his radio obituary right here at Bubbles in the Think Tank.
Change every day, the heat's just coming through. Your mama don't know, your daddy don't know, but I know, oh. She put an end to that in just one night. Do it with